All right, folks, welcome back to Overthinking Cure. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us, communication in our relationships. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages? Like one minute you're on the same page and the next, bam, you're lost in a translation maze? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can break free from those communication chaos zones and build stronger, healthier connections. Today, we're diving into the power of mindful communication. It's not just about saying the right words, it's about truly listening, understanding, and connecting on a deeper level. Get ready to unlock some seriously valuable tips that can transform your relationships, from romantic partnerships to friendships to even those with family members who drive you up the wall. We all have them. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that are gonna revolutionize your communication game. First things first, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying, their tone, their body language, their emotions. When someone's talking, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on understanding their perspective. Number 2, be present in the moment. Multitasking is a myth, folks. When you're communicating with someone, give them your undivided attention. Resist the urge to think about what you're going to say next or scroll through social media. Be fully present and engaged in the conversation. Thirdly, use I statements. This might sound like a small detail, but trust me, it makes a world of difference. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try something like, "I feel, when." This shifts the focus from blame to your own feelings and experiences, making the conversation more constructive. Now, number 4, choose your words carefully. Words have power, folks. Think before you speak, and be mindful of how your words might affect the other person. Choose kind, compassionate language that fosters understanding and connection. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification. If something isn't clear, don't just assume you know what the other person means. Ask questions. Saying something like, "Can you help me understand what you mean by?" shows that you're genuinely interested in understanding their perspective. Okay, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You and your partner are having dinner, but instead of connecting, you're both glued to your phones, scrolling through social media. You might say things like, "I'm just checking something quickly," or, "Don't worry about me, I'm just looking at a funny video." But guess what? That's not mindful communication. Here's how it could look with a little bit of intention. Put your phones down, make eye contact, and truly listen to each other. Ask questions like, "What was the best part of your day?" or, "How are you feeling about this project?" You'll be surprised by how much closer you feel when you're actually present in the moment. Listen, the journey towards mindful communication is an ongoing one. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Imagine building relationships that are filled with genuine understanding, respect, and connection. That's what mindful communication can bring to your life. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen actively, be present, use I statements, choose your words carefully, and don't hesitate to ask for clarification. Now, go out there and start practicing. I want to hear about your experiences in the comments. What's one thing you're going to implement today? And that's it for today's episode of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode, leave a review if this resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those minds calm, hearts open, and connections strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.